Before long, my mind wanders into the realm of dreams. They come back so quietly. I'm holding Sakura. She's in my arms, and I'm inside her. I don't want to be at the mercy of things outside me anymore, thrown into confusion by things I can't control. I've already murdered my father and violated my mother. And now, here I am inside my sister. If there's a curse in all this, I mean to grab it by the horns and fulfill the program that's been laid out for me. Lift the burden from my shoulders and live. Not caught up in someone else's schemes, but as me. That's what I really want. And I come inside her. Even if it's in a dream, you shouldn't have done that, the boy named Crow calls out. He's right behind me, walking in the forest. I tried my best to stop you. I wanted you to understand. You heard, but you didn't listen. You just forged ahead. I don't respond or turn round, just silently keep on trudging. You thought that's how you could overcome the curse, right? But was it? Crow asks.
But was it? You killed the person who's your father, violated your mother, and now your sister. You thought that would put an end to the curse your father laid on you, so you did everything that was prophesied about you. But nothing's really over. You didn't overcome anything. That curse is branded on your soul even deeper than before. You should realize that by now. That curse is part of your DNA. You breathe out the curse. The wind carries it to the four corners of the earth. But the dark confusion inside you remains. Your fear, anger, unease. Nothing's disappeared. They're all still inside you, still torturing you.
Listen, there's no war that will end all wars, Crow tells me. War grows within war, lapping up the blood shed by violence, feeding on wounded flesh. War is a perfect, self-contained being. You need to know that. Sakura, my sister, I say. I shouldn't have raped her, even if it was in a dream. What should I do? I ask, staring at the ground in front of me. You have to overcome the fear and anger inside you, the boy named Crow says. Let a bright light shine in and melt the coldness in your heart. That's what being tough is all about. Do that, and you really will be the toughest 15-year-old on the planet. You following me? There's still time. You can still get yourself back. Use your head. Think about what you've got to do. You're no dunce. You should be able to work it out.